In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear brethren, on this first Saturday, we are invited to meditate upon our Blessed Mother and her Immaculate Heart. Her heart is immaculate because it was always the tabernacle of the grace of God, and it never, never fell under the dominion of Satan through sin. But her heart is also sorrowful, not only full of grace, but also full of sorrow. As we are called during Lent to meditate in a special way about the sufferings of our Lord, we are also called to consider the sufferings of Mary. It is important for us to remember that in all that our Lord suffered, she was there with him, with her heart united with his heart. During all his life, and especially at the hour of the supreme sacrifice, remember that she was there at the foot of the cross. She saw everything. She experienced everything until the very end. Just imagine the pains of her heart of mother to see her son hanging on the cross. But she knew that it was the will of God. She knew that it was the will of God that her son would die for the redemption of mankind. She knew her son had to pay, to suffer for our sins. So even though it was extremely painful, she submitted herself entirely to the will of God, even though it meant to see her son die. And as she could not alleviate the sufferings of her son, what remained to her was to unite herself with him and to suffer with him. In fact, when we cannot alleviate the sufferings of someone we love, what remains is to suffer together. And this is what our Blessed Mother did. She suffered with her son. And even though she didn't suffer the martyrdom in her body, at the foot of the cross, Mary suffered the martyrdom in her soul. What our Lord suffered in his body, she suffered in her heart. And her sufferings surpassed the sufferings of all the martyrs. And that's why she's rightly called the Queen of Martyrs, because she suffered more than all of them. And because of her association with his sufferings, Mary deserved to be associated with him in his glory. And that's why she is there now, at the right of her son, in the glory of heaven. She suffered with him, and now she reigns with him. What a profound mystery we are called to contemplate in her life and in our life. The measure of our participation in the sufferings of Christ. The measure of our participation in the sufferings of Christ is the measure of our participation in his glory. So, my dear brethren, let us ask our Blessed Mother for the grace not to fear the cross. It can be scary, we know it. But let us remember that the cross is pregnant of glory. Our sufferings are pregnant of glory, of the glory of God. If we suffer them with patience and love for God in union with our Lord. O Immaculate and Sorrowful Heart of Mary, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.